In the name of the God whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting, we in these episodes are making an attempt to understand what the correct answer to this question is. Is it Isaac or Ishmael who was sacrificed as the only son offered for sacrifice by Abraham? The presentation is based on the research conducted by Mr. Abdus Sattar Ghori, an eminent scholar of the Bible, himself being a Muslim. And he is a research fellow of the Institute of Islamic Learning by the name of Al Morid, whose head office is in Lahore, Model Town 51K. And the institute has devoted itself to the task of doing independent research on Islam and indeed on all other religions. And it has made a firm resolve that whatever be the independent learning and understanding of the scholars who are doing the research, that research and its conclusions are going to be owned by the institute as worthy of being taken seriously. They would be published and the scholars are going to be encouraged, because it's a firm resolve of ours at the institute that it is only through independent, honest probing and research that we can reach conclusions which are reliable and which would help people at large. At the moment, we are exploring this question as to who was sacrificed or offered for sacrifice by Abraham. I am talking about the chapter which is carrying the title, "The Actual Site of Moriah is Unknown to the Scholars of the Bible." And Mr. Ghori has presented in this chapter a number of quotations from different authorities of the Bible to come to this conclusion that although the book of Genesis chapter 22 clearly mentions that God required Abraham to sacrifice his only son at a spot called Moriah, the real identity of what locality is Moriah is not known. So that the author says that some of the quotations from the authorities on biblical literature are being given, which will show that the scholars of the Bible are at a loss to locate the actual place where Abraham had offered his son for sacrifice. W. Gunter Plott observes in the Torah, a modern commentary, he says, the original name is obscure and the actual location of Moriah unknown. Reed and McNeil, in their article on Moriah in Hastings, Revised Dictionary of Bible, they say that because the place of origin of the journey is not stated in Genesis, it is best to conclude that evidence is not available for locating Moriah of Abraham's time. New Jerusalem Bible states that the site of Moriah is unknown. It says, but the text speaks of a land of Moriah of which the name is otherwise unattested. The site of the sacrifice is unknown. A new commentary on Holy Scripture explains, the land of Moriah is an unknown locality. The Seventh-day Adventist Bible observes, the name seems to have been rather uncommon. The New Oxford Annotated Bible asserts the place is unknown. It says, the mountain in the land of Moriah is unknown. Dumlaw's commentary on the Holy Bible indicates the uncertainty regarding the identification of both the places. It says, the land of Moriah, only mentioned again in 2 Chronicles chapter 3, 1, then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah. It is uncertain whether the two places are to be identified. The New Bible commentary states that there is no ground reality to certify the exact location of this place. It says, the land of Moriah, there is nothing in ancient topography to certify the exact location of this place, nor yet the mountain itself. the Wycliffe Bible commentary remarks, "The place of the sacrifice cannot be positively identified." The Interpreter's Dictionary of Bible asserts the location is otherwise unspecified. The Harper's Bible Dictionary has reached the similar views. He reached similar views about it, and it says, "An unidentified site is in rugged terrain, 3 days' travel from Beersheba, where Abraham was to sacrifice," is something which is unknown. And there is a long list of quotations that the author has mentioned. And towards the end, he says, "There is no doubt about the fact that it is not an exciting idea, exciting practice to quote so many authorities on a theme. But it was essential to show that it is not a rare or minority opinion. That's why ample evidence has been afforded from almost every school of thought. It may also be noted that those who do not acknowledge the unidentified nature of the location of Moria, located at various places, and are dubiously confused. It would thus be appreciated that the objective study of most of the scholars of the Bible reveal that, according to the Bible, the location of Abraham's offering, his only son for sacrifice, cannot be identified with exactness and certainty. Having failed to locate the place in the written annals of history pertaining to the Bible, one should try to trace it through some ground realities or some perpetual traditions, commemorations, celebrations, rituals, sites, buildings, etc., of the relevant nation, of the relevant nations on the theme." In other words, the author in this chapter has clarified that if you follow the biblical understanding and the commentaries, you would fail to identify any one particular place that could be confidently described as Moria. So, why should we not look for other traditions to be able to come to the answer to this question as to what place is, after all, Moria? We shall see it in the next episode that the author makes an attempt to offer an alternative understanding. May God enable all of us to know what the truth is, and may He enable us to follow it to the best of our abilities.